Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the revelations, shocking revelations about the 10 classified documents found in an abandoned office of the Penn Biden Center, which is not at the University of Pennsylvania or in Delaware, it's in Washington, D.C. And they were found in a locked closet there. And OMG, shaking up the entire world. I actually think it's a very, very good thing that these papers were found. And I'll tell you why. Because it's going to force the American media and the American political class on both sides, on all sides, to maybe refocus on things that matter to the country. I mean, things that are important to the way we live our lives, like the economy and battling inflation, dealing with crime in the streets, doing something to fix our education system, doing something to fix our immigration system. Let me just give a humble plea here, which is that the question of classified documents that ended up in Trump's residence in Mar-a-Lago or that ended up in a closet at Biden's think tank that was short-lived after he left the vice presidency. These are not, repeat, not earth-shaking revelations. There's no evidence on any side that either Donald Trump or Joe Biden deliberately took those classified documents in order to misuse them or abuse them. We will get to that issue. We will also be speaking with two leading academics. They're both professors of history at Princeton. We're going to be talking to Julian Zelizer, who has co-written a book with Kevin Cruz. Again, both Princeton professors, called Myth America. And no, that's not somebody with a lisp talking about a beauty contest. It's myth, as in the myths that America has believed to our detriment. And they claim that most of the myths that need to be debunked are right-wing myths. So we will be engaging them coming up on the Michael Medved Show. There's also a terrifying charge about abusing animals, barnyard animals, to be used in espionage. Where? In the Palestinian Authority. This is a very grave charge, and we will get to the claim that cows are being taught to spy. And then all kinds of controversy about physicians issuing statements backing drug options for kids to battle obesity. Is that appropriate, or is that the government intruding again, and big establishments like the medical establishments intruding in Americans and the way that we live our lives? 1-800-955-1776. And one of the races that is going to be crucial for determining the future of the U.S. Senate is heating up already, and this is a race for 2024. We will get to that as well. But first of all, in this question about the new papers, there are 10 documents. Some people say there may have actually been as many as 12. Be still my heart. That were found, many of them were briefings that had been prepared for the vice president. They were classified. They were above the level of top secret. And the question is, should this lead to a major new investigation? There was a CNN source that came forward to try to give a timeline on how this stunning, shocking, earth-shaking revelation, by the way, I'm being sarcastic. I'm trying to mock, I think, some of the overreaction. Just as there was overreaction to the Trump case, there's overreaction to this case. And here is CNN giving you the TikTok on the latest stunning revelations. Here he is.
As clearly as we can about what we do know and what we don't know. In terms of what was discovered, your reporting is the search of a private office, lawyers involved because the former vice president, now president, knew there was sensitive family materials in there. He wanted somebody sensitive looking at them. They come across an envelope, open it up, and...
So, by and large, I think we have to underscore 98-99% of what is found in this office is absolutely personal Biden material, including things like the arrangements for his son Beau's funeral, condolence letters. But what happens is, as they're going through the boxes, the lawyer who is doing it for, because these were confidential family materials, opens a box and there is a plain manila envelope that says it's stamped VP personal. So maybe that's how this all happened. When it got packed up, someone thought it was personal. The lawyer opens the envelope, and there is something that says classified right there. He closes the envelope. Houston, we have a problem. He makes the appropriate calls. He says to the National Archives, come and get it. What we know is that when they go through, there were about three or four boxes that did not appear, once they started going through them, to have just personal things. And what they find... a number of records that are unclassified but fall under the Presidential Records Act. And then they find 10 documents that are classified. And what my source says is they include intelligence memos, national security memos, background briefing memos that cover areas from Iran, Ukraine, and the UK.
Okay, and let's stipulate that all of these are from the Obama era. It was during the time that he received those memos, Vice President Biden, that he was vice president. He left the vice presidency and entered private life in 2017, in January. And that was the beginning of the Trump administration. In any event, the idea that all of this represents a shattering revelation. It's embarrassing to the president. There's no doubt about it. And it seems that the White House has been trying to get out ahead of the story. But the impact of this is going to be that everybody compares it to what was happened with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And one of the questions that people ask is, Kevin McCarthy asked, why wasn't there some kind of subpoena sending the FBI crashing in? Because the answer is because there was no background of someone seeing missing memoranda, as the National Archives did. They had missing materials. They asked the Trump team in Mar-a-Lago to return those materials, to give them to the National Archive where they belong. They refused. There's nothing like that. How did the files get there? This is what it says about Trump. As president, Mr. Trump is said to have periodically taken records from the Oval Office to the residential areas of the White House. That sounds shocking? No, it does not. It sounds normal and routine and irresponsible. During the chaos of his last days in office, as he sought to cling to power, those files were apparently packed up with personal items like clothing and mementos, and shipped to Mar-a-Lago. It is not yet known how records from the Obama administration wound up in the Penn Biden Center. On Tuesday, Mr. Biden said that he took classified information seriously and that he was surprised to learn that there were any government records there that were taken to his office. How did the problems come to light? In the case of Mr. Trump, the National Archives in the spring of 2021 realized that historically prominent files were missing and asked Mr. Trump to return them. The agency eventually retrieved 15 boxes and found that they included documents with classification markings. The Justice Department retrieved additional records after issuing a subpoena, but it developed evidence that Mr. Trump still had more. Again, this involvement on all sides and treating this as a crisis seems to me groundless. Coming up,
Makes no sense.
The Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to MichaelMedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to MichaelMedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There seems to be a little bit of appropriate sensitivity on the part of mainstream media, what people call legacy media, to the trap of basically saying, oh, the Biden classified documents are nothing. It was only 10 documents. The Biden attorneys actually notified the National Archives. They returned it right away. It's completely different between that kind of line and then taking this very seriously. The Biden administration and the Justice Department have referred this for investigation and for analysis because it isn't nothing, but it ought to be less than it is. I mean, treating both this and the Trump issue, it seems to me, is a terrible mistake. And in every sense, what it does is it gives attention to something that is insignificant in both cases and takes away from significant and meaningful investigations, or not just investigations, but considerations of some of the problems we face as a country. In other words, every ounce of brain space that we take up thinking about 10 classified documents that were vice presidential briefings, given the fact that the vice presidency is such a wildly unimportant office, it was one that was described by a two-term vice president, John Nance Garner. He said the vice presidency isn't worth a bucket of warm spit. He actually didn't say spit. He said the other word that sounds like spit. But but history has reminded us a bucket of warm spit. In any event, if a vice president himself says that, and you're now talking about vice presidential briefings, the question here is, how does this threaten the United States? I know we have to have security. I know we have to be careful about it. But this even goes to those Trump documents. There's every kind of indication that the Trump staff and the Trump team was sloppy, they were reckless, they were irresponsible, they were incompetent. Hello? This has been recognized by the people who were on that staff. There's so many books about President Trump and working with President Trump. Like John Bolton's book, I wonder how his presidential campaign is coming. John Bolton's book, The Room Where It Happened, where he talks about just the sloppiness of the Trump administration. It was there. And by the way, it was obviously there with the Biden administration. If somehow these papers got mixed up with the personal mementos and the questions about the funeral about Beau Biden, which you hear about, okay, it happens. There's incompetence. And it's appropriate that this has now been submitted to the Attorney General, who has recognized that he is not the right person to investigate Joe Biden, and he turned it over to a Trump-appointed judge. And, again, can we basically recognize that even when it comes to President Trump, and you have questions about what he did on January 6th, and you have questions which really did have consequences, and you have questions about him trying to override an election by getting the Secretary of State to Georgia to find, in quotes, to find 12,000 extra votes, which is actually a lot of votes to find. You won't usually find that just stuffed in a couch somewhere. And all of that, significant enough. You want to investigate Trump? You want to actually see some things that he might have actually done that were illegal? His former chief financial officer for Trump Companies, Alan Weisselberg, has been sentenced to 5 months in prison. And that's after he cooperated with the prosecutors. And there continue to be questions about Trump's taxes and his business dealings. And however, the focus on Mar-a-Lago is one that doesn't help the Democrats, and basically the overreaction by so many people to what was just found at the Biden Center, the Biden Penn Center, is the same thing for Republicans. The question is, what were the files? In Mr. Trump's case, this is the New York Times, several hundred government files marked as classified, along with thousands of unclassified documents and photos, ended up at his Florida club and residence, Mar-a-Lago, after he left office. Some were in cartons in a locked storage closet, and the FBI discovered others in Mr. Trump's office, including in his desk, according to court filings. In Mr. Biden's case, the White House said in a statement that a small number of documents with classified markings were discovered in a locked closet at an office at a Washington think tank, the Penn Biden Center. It added that Mr. Biden had periodically used the space after leaving the vice presidency in 2017 until he began his bid for the 2020 presidency. Okay, is this deeply significant? Significant enough that Karl Rove, a former chief strategist for President Bush, a very prominent Republican thought leader and a pundit, took out a whiteboard to explain why he chooses to take the Trump case far more seriously than the Biden case. Listen.
Well, there are differences, but you can't make this stuff up. But there are differences. For example, how many documents? In Biden's case, there appear to be about 10. In the case of President Trump, hundreds. How did they get there? We don't yet know how the documents got to the Biden office connected with his activities on behalf of the University of Pennsylvania. We know that President Trump ordered the removal of the documents to Mar-a-Lago. How responsive were they when the Biden people found out about it? They immediately called the appropriate authorities and turned them over. We spent a year and a half watching the drama unfold in Mar-a-Lago, and it had to end in a police search to recover the documents. But still, despite the differences, this is going to create lots of headaches for the Department of Justice in deciding how to handle President Trump's issues, because now they have an issue that, at least in the minds of a lot of ordinary Americans, are going to be conflated as being roughly the same.
Yep.
That's why I think they did a smart thing in turning this over to the U.S. attorney in Chicago to look at initially, because that's the one of the two remaining Trump-appointed U.S. attorneys left in the Justice Department, that in the Delaware, who the Delaware U.S. attorney is looking into Hunter Biden. But this strikes me as being very problematic for the mm-hmm. for the Biden justice.
So this is sure it is. And President Trump was furious at Karl Rove's comments, but they seem to me reasonably judicious. We also should take a look at the new House panel, which is a panel to review government bias. It's to review what Kevin McCarthy calls the weaponization of government, which sounds absolutely terrible, especially if you're weaponized against one side only. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Enough of him.
Michael MedVed.
Enough of him. It's not worth it to just dwell on him.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. I will not quit. The word from New York Congressman George Santos after Republicans in his home district in New York called on him to resign.
The lies George Santos told are too numerous to count. He lied to me personally when he sought my endorsement.
North Hempstead, New York Supervisor Jennifer DeSena. The FAA computer system that lets pilots know what's going on is back up, and flights are trying to catch up after the nationwide grounding of that system this morning when it failed. California's governor says another four atmospheric rivers will slam the Golden State in the next 10 days.
This is about as bad of a natural disaster as I've seen in this county.
Santa Cruz County Sheriff Jim Hart, who's lived there nearly four decades, some areas could see another 6 inches of rain from the new storm that begins to hit the coast tonight. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Show, the story in the New York Times front page says House approves panel to review government bias. A divided House voted on Tuesday to launch a wide-ranging investigation into federal law enforcement and national security agencies as Republicans promised to use their new power in Congress to scrutinize what they said was a concerted effort by the government to silence and punish conservatives at all levels. Okay, why should the House be divided over that? In other words, if there are credible charges, and there have been, why shouldn't they be investigated? We will get to that in a moment. Let me go first to Michael in Renton, Washington. Michael, you're on the MedVet Show.
Hey, Mike, I just want to correct that talking point you keep bringing up about Trump asking the governor to find
Secretary of State.
I listened to the conversation myself. And it's within the first 2 minutes of that phone call where he says Trump is saying something to the effect, my experts are telling me that there's, I don't know, 300,000 fraudulent votes, whatever the number was. I just need you to find 20,000 or whatever number he said. He's not saying I need you to find 20,000.
Okay, it was 11,000.
I'm not asking you to find all of them. I just need you to find 12,000 of them or 20,000.
Listen, I'm really glad you brought this up because here is exactly what that passage sounded like, and then you can withdraw your objection. Just listen carefully, and I'll let you respond after it's over. Here we go.
What I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state.
Mr. Secretary.
Okay, that's pretty clear and pretty similar to the way I characterized it, isn't it?
Where's the part where he tells the governor, which is in the first couple minutes, that my experts are saying that that there's X number of fraudulent votes. I just need you to find 12,000.
Okay, the point over...
Play the full context.
But,
and then it explains the whole conversation.
How does it explain the whole conversation when he says he has, number one, his experts and everybody who has looked at this and all the recounts they've done before in Georgia had indicated that not to be true? Obviously, the context is that he believes he won the state of Georgia. And the problem with it is, if he is the president of the United States, is he trying to say, when he says, I need you to find these votes, the question is what he means. And what he is not clear about at all is saying, well, I need this extra information here, or I need this one precinct looked at in particular. It's none of that. It's basically results-based. And he says, and I need just one more than the margin for the other side. So the interest here for President Trump is not simply on finding the truth and finding out about what other people had said about the election. It's trying to influence the chief voting enforcement officer in the state of Georgia, who was just reelected, I'm proud to say, and reelected in a landslide, Brad Raffensperger. And again, there is no way that you can take even that little segment of the conversation and try to contextualize it and make it sound appropriate. And by the way, that's going to be an object in court because they are still proceeding with that investigation of Trump's efforts to overturn the election results. President Biden had this to say when he was responding to the classified documents. And again, there's no way that this looks good for Biden, but I do think that the impact of all of this is going to be to tire Americans of the investigations of missing papers or inappropriate papers or classified papers for Trump and for Biden. Here's President Biden's comments yesterday.
People know I take classified documents and classified information seriously. I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were, and we're cooperating fully with the review, and which I hope will be finished soon, and there'll be more detail at that time.
Okay, there have been more details and will be more to come. The story about the vote in Congress, it says a divided House voted yesterday to launch a wide-ranging investigation into federal law enforcement and national security agencies as Republicans promised to use their new power in Congress to scrutinize what they said was a concerted effort by the government to silence and punish conservatives at all levels, from protesters at school board meetings to former President Donald J. Trump. On a party-line vote of 221 to 211, with all Democrats opposed, which is a shame, the House approved the formation of the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government, which is to be chaired by Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, the incoming chairman of the Judiciary Committee and a staunch ally of Mr. Trump. Mr. Jordan, who was deeply involved in Mr. Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election, has for months been investigating what he says is a bias in federal law enforcement against conservatives. Now that Republicans have the majority, he plans to use the gavel and his subpoena power to escalate and expand that inquiry, including searching for evidence that federal workers have become politicized and demanding documents about ongoing criminal investigations. In a floor speech, Mr. Jordan said that his goal was not to target Democrats or law enforcement officers who have scrutinized Mr. Trump's behavior. He said his interest was merely in protecting the First Amendment at a time that he thought that the right was being unfairly targeted. We don't want to go after anyone, he said. We just want it to stop. Okay. Again, the idea that all Democrats voted against it And this may be the only excuse for voting against it would be that for this to be one of the top priorities for the Republicans in the House, will that have a profound influence on the election of 2024? It might, if they find something that indicates that at the highest level. But then again, when you talk about the highest level, what they're investigating is what went on while Trump was president of the United States. And by the way, during a great deal of that presidency, half of it, the Republicans controlled the House, the Senate, and the White House. So to talk about the deep state, the swamp, the idea that there were all these individuals and institutions like the FBI who were working under a Trump-appointed FBI director, Christopher Wray, who's still there, by the way, that all of this was going on while Trump was president, and the notion that now that they control one of the three big legislative executive branches, in other words, right now, Democrats still control the Senate, they still control, or they now control the White House. If during the Trump administration there was anti-conservative prosecution and anti-conservative bias and partisan weaponization on the part of federal government agencies, then doesn't that say something about the Trump administration? That during the 4 years that he was in charge of the federal government, in charge of hiring and firing and special investigations through the Justice Department or elsewhere, it's only now with Democrats back in power that they're actually going to go after this suspicion. We will get to more. Obese kids, is it the business of government? Coming up on The Medved Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot of hate come from chump jobs like yourself.
Michael Medved.
And on the Michael Medved show, NBC News has just announced that they have discovered that there are more classified documents. In fact, maybe even more piles of classified documents that have been located in the possession of the, I believe it's possession of the Penn Biden Center, Biden Penn Center from the office at the University of Pennsylvania that he used after he was vice president. But no comment from the White House as yet. It does seem to me that the one of the things that is happening, and it's a healthy impulse, it's an appropriate reflex, is that organizations like NBC that have been extremely harsh to President Trump are trying to look at least a little bit tough on Joe Biden by bringing this out and treating it as the top of the news. More top of the news for most people because people deal with this in real life and in the daily life that means more to us usually than political jockeying and the announcements of new candidates for Senate in Missouri and California and elsewhere. But there is this. The American Academy of Pediatrics, for the first time, recommended that physicians offer weight loss drugs for children with obesity, aiming to take early action against an increasingly common condition linked to a host of health problems. Children 12 or older who are obese should be offered medications for weight loss alongside lifestyle and behavioral counseling, according to guidelines published this week by the largest professional association of pediatricians in the U.S. The association also recommended that doctors offer to refer severely obese children, 13 or older, to surgeons to assess whether they would be good candidates for bariatric surgery. It said that pediatricians should screen obese children for high cholesterol, diabetes, and hypertension. I have no idea what the data reveals about the success of bariatric surgery on kids, but on adults, it's not always successful. And it's serious surgery. The guidance is more aggressive than previous recommendations the American Academy of Pediatrics published in 2007. It focuses on intensively treating obesity immediately, rather than in stages, said Sarah Hampe, a lead author of the guidelines and a pediatrician at Children's Mercy Kansas City in Kansas City, Missouri. Obesity, what we know now, she said, is that obesity is a chronic disease in children and adolescents, she said. A treatment should be started early and at the highest available intensity. Obesity is on the rise in the U.S. About a fifth of children in the U.S. are considered obese. And it's a third of children who are considered either obese or overweight. And the difference being that obese is a very serious medical problem. Overweight, not necessarily. Rate of increase in body mass index, a screening tool doctors use to detect excess body fat, more than doubled among young children and adolescents during the pandemic. Why? Well, because they got out less. A lot of them weren't going to school. A lot of them weren't exercising. And what do? If you are sitting home trying to be in touch with your classwork on Zoom? Well, you watch TV, you play video games, and you eat. And not always the best thing. Sustained weight loss is difficult to achieve, says the Wall Street Journal, because so many factors affect it. Genetics, limited access to healthy food in some places, and the promotion of unhealthy foods are among factors that can contribute to obesity. There's another piece over at Fox News, and it's a terrific piece. I actually hope we can have the author on. Her name is Dr. Nicole Safir, and she has a piece under the heading, I'm a Mom and a Physician. Fat-shaming fears are putting our kids in danger. And what she's talking about is right now a lot of people are against even talking about obesity or weight problems because it may make people feel insecure, particularly children. She says the term fat-shaming was born over the last decade that led to many physicians too afraid to have honest discussions about weight with parents. Doctors have been told to refrain from using words such as overweight and obese, widely accepted medical terms, and to instead replace them with phrases like above a healthy weight in an effort not to make someone feel bad about excess weight. The American Academy of Pediatrics, too, stressed the importance of using sensitive and non-stigmatizing language when discussing weight, focusing more on the stigma of being overweight than the medical urgency of it. Mainstream and social media are promoting the trending movement advocating for body positivity and self-love, including being overweight. She suggests that's a bad idea and that it basically is contributing to the rise of overweight. To sum it up, she writes, the messages being delivered are discussing weight is bad and exercising is racist. She's talking here about some comments that were made and widely endorsed by Lizzo, who was not a living advertisement for exercise necessarily. Can one say that? Well, I just did. While body positivity is undeniably important for one's mental health, the line has been blurred regarding the known detriments to physical health from being overweight. The key message should not be fat versus thin. Rather, the focus should be on lowering the risk of preventable chronic conditions associated with obesity, such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, joint problems, and cancer. Childhood obesity, she writes, in the United States is a serious health problem that cannot be fixed with a pill. It will take an all-hands-on-deck approach to create a healthier environment within the family for the long-term benefit of the child, since kids who are overweight are more likely to be overweight through adulthood. While body positivity should be promoted, she writes, it must be taken into consideration people receiving and promoting proper information about the risks associated with being overweight. Nicole Shapir, a Safir MD, is an assistant professor at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center and the Weill Cornell Medical College. Look, the idea that this is a matter of national concern, does this go together with the notion of banning gas stoves? Because if you have fewer gas stoves, you will make less wholesome and appetizing food. It's not really clear that wholesome and appetizing food require gas stoves, but the idea that there is now serious conversation of the government getting involved in something that is so much a part of American families. Apparently 40% of homes have gas stoves right now. and the desire to try to ban them because of the impact supposedly on respiratory diseases and other concerns about having gas stoves in your home seems to me the kind of thing that alienates people from government health programs. Meanwhile, speaking of a healthy government, speaking of a healthy country, one of the things that a healthy country needs is an honest approach to its own past. There is a brand new book. It is almost sure to be a bestseller, it seems to me. It's a fascinating book, and I disagree with most of it. The book is called Myth America: Historians Take on the Biggest Legends and Lies About Our Past. And this is a series of all-star historians, including a number of people who have been frequent guests on our show, like my friend Professor Akhil Reed Amar of Yale Law School. Questions here, is America really exceptional? Did America really have a vanishing Indians? This is one that the left wing is going to be very unhappy about. In the book, they question the idea that Indians vanished, which means that, no, there doesn't appear to have been organized genocide against Native Americans. But then again, they also think that it's a myth that the New Deal didn't work. Then why is it that so many people in 1938 rejected the New Deal because of what people call the Second Depression? We will get into that and much more about remembering the American past responsibly and in a fair and balanced manner. Also, the alarming report that the Palestinian Authority, through one of its press outlets, is accusing Israel of misusing cows to spy on Palestinians. Really? And woke leaders at USC banned the word. Which word? We'll tell you in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.